Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Now, the best way to get a wide variety of vegetables into you painlessly is soup. Dominie Kemp, good afternoon.
How are you?
And Dominie, people know you as the co-owner of Lottie's Restaurant in Rathmines and Nancy Hand's Pub also in Dublin, but you're also a fantastic cook. It's a soupy time of year, isn't it? I'm mad for soup at the moment.
It really is. It, I suppose it just feels like a hug, and certainly in colder weather. And as you can hear, I'm actually a bit under the weather. So
you need the soup.
I've been delighted. I have. This seems like perfect timing to be talking about soup at the moment.
Okay. You know what you need now is the first recipe. What we used to call it, like, was called stock or clear soup or whatever back in the day. It's now a superfood called bone broth. So this
That's
is kind
it.
Of our basic for soups, but it's also something you can just have as a kind of a nice savoury soup itself.
Totally, a great foundation. And actually, you probably remember making beef tea, the same kind of thing. So another name for it. But in essence, what it is just taking the roasted bones, and in the recipe that I've given, it's just chicken bones. So next time you're roasting a chicken for a Sunday dinner, just keep the bones and then throw them into a big pot of water. And if you can try and simmer them for at least 4 hours, you'll start to get all the goodness from those bones. So if you're thinking things like the gelatin, the collagen, glutamine, other amino acids, all those great minerals that are so good for digestive health and so on, all of that starts to eke out of the bones. Now, I also suggest adding a lot of salt and a good splash of cider vinegar, because it's suggested that that will help actually extract more of the goodness out of the bones.
Okay. So then a couple of soups. You have chicken and coriander soup, which sounds a slightly unusual combo.
Yeah, and this is sort of one of those times where if you want soup to almost be like dinner, you know, so you're getting a load of veg in it. So you're sautéing off a load of leeks, onions, and you sauté them off with a big knob of butter. Again, add in a lot of garlic, and then your aforementioned chicken or bone broth. And it's grand to buy in stock and commercial stock. But if you don't have it, I mean, stock is essentially sort of salty water, you know, well-seasoned water. So you're fine to just up the seasoning, as it were. You add in a load, you blitz that, and then add in a bunch of coriander and either then some cooked chicken or some raw chicken, and then just cook it out. So it's almost like a kind of like creamy leek soup with some chunks of chicken in it that are then cooked through.
I do like a dinner soup. You have a lazy fish soup as well. That sounds like a good dinner soup, yeah?
I love this, because you may have come across that fantastic fish soup. And if you've ever been in the south of France, a sort of bouillabaisse, a beautiful classic fish soup. But it takes a lot of effort. You have to make a gorgeous shellfish stock and so on. So this one is a kind of soupy stew, is a lot easier and quicker. But again, just sauteing off olive oil, garlic, onions, some leeks, celery and fennel. That gives you that lovely kind of Mediterranean flavour. Again, seasoning up with cayenne pepper, Tabasco and so on. Then some tinned tomatoes. And just then you can either use some frozen prawns and then some chunks of monkfish and some mussels. Again, you're just letting all the seasoning in that recipe just do all the hard work. You also then make a lovely roux, which is a kind of mayonnaise with some breadcrumbs in it, and these little Parmesan croûtes. And if you can imagine topping this delicious tomato-y, fishy soup with these fabulous sort of garlicky mayonnaise on, like, toasted croûtes. Delicious.
Excellent. Okay, we'll put that one up on the website as well on rt.ie/Brendan. Something for the vegetarians and vegans, red pepper and garlic soup.
Yeah, this is a great one. And I suppose if you're looking for a wee bit of sunshine, as it were, a taste of summer, you know, this, again, has a load of red peppers and tomatoes in it. It would also be quite forgiving if those tomatoes were not the best in the best condition, as it were.
Okay.
So again, your olive oil and onion. This one has a whole head of garlic in it. Again, I probably have consumed about 2 heads of garlic in the last 2 days myself, trying to ward off this cold. So a load of smoked sweet paprika. That gives that wonderful kind of barbecue-y flavour. Some thyme, red peppers and tomatoes. And again, you're just sweating the onion and the olive oil, adding the garlic and paprika, and then adding the thyme and the peppers, tomatoes and water.
So with
bringing
the
it to a simmer. Sorry, go on.
yeah, no, you go on. Yeah.
And then bringing it to a simmer until everything's kind of mixed well, and then blitzing that. And you can add in, to thicken it up, you could add in some breadcrumbs, or if you have some sourdough bread that's maybe a bit stale, you could bake it a little bit, add in these croutons. And also if you wanted, if you weren't vegetarian, you could grill some ham on or bacon, top it. But if you were vegetarian, a good spoonful of pesto would be lovely in that.
So it's a topping can lift a soup, can it?
Definitely. So, I mean, but think about what your soup is. So obviously something that's kind of Asian in flavour, you'd never be saying, if you wanted to enrich it, you're going to want to add some fat to it, but you'd never be adding, say, cream to something brothy. You'd be looking at maybe a splash of sesame oil to just enrich it. Same, that kind of tomato and red pepper soup. I think some olive oil would be lovely. But there are other soups like the leek and chicken. That would be great because you saute it in butter. A splash of cream would be delicious in that as well. But
and,
I mean,
and
think
I know
also,
you and me agree on the need to get chorizo into as many situations as possible.
Oh my God, yes. It's like, yeah, it just makes everything wonderful. But in saying that, yeah. I do appreciate not everyone loves it. But yeah, I put it on everything. It's just amazing. But the other one I really love is if you get some pumpkin seeds and you just sprinkle a little tamari or soy sauce on them and bake them kind of moderate oven for about 10 minutes. They go super crispy and toasty and just they pop with all this umami flavour. They are brilliant in soups. And again,
okay.
Pumpkin seeds.
So a little bit of crunch and stuff in there is a nice idea.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
And things like pine nuts and so on are also really great.
Okay, listen, Dominie, I thank you so much for soldiering through that. Well done. I can feel
Thanks
it.
So much.
I can feel it's all about to crack and fall apart for you. So I put you in your misery. You're very good. And
Thanks
you
so
know,
much,
you won't take this the wrong way when I say I'm glad you're not here. Okay. All
I
those recipes
you.
On the
Thanks
website
so
now. Dominie Kemp, thank you so much. And that's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.